What's up, everybody? 3Y Nation, what is going on? This is Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Begins right now. This is the post-Daytona 500 reaction coming out on our Monday night. We'll be coming out later on this evening. It's sitting here recording this on, of course, this Monday evening here in February 20th, 2023. Let's get on into it. Obviously, if you're new to the show, first off, welcome on board. I was gonna play my older intro, and this is my computer decided to go dead. I don't know why I bothered doing it, but yeah, this afternoon is kind of one of those Mondays, baby. But hey, nobody likes Mondays, except for the podcast, by the way. So let's get on into it. Of course, you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. You love what you're hearing. Whenever you listen to this, whether that's tomorrow morning on Tuesday or throughout the week, find us wherever we get your podcast. Whether that's Apple, Spotify, Audioboom, you know the whole deal. You know the whole nine yards right there as well. All right, Daytona 565th annual of the Great American Race. What in the world was going on? Woo! Look, the first half of this race went by pretty quick. Like one caution between the two stages, or two cautions, or no, it was at least one caution. It came in the second stage. There was no cautions through the first stage there, and yeah, I have comments about that. Then, of course, stage number two, it was Ross Chastain winning that, Brad Keselowski winning stage one, and of course, you know the deal, any plate races, right? All hell broke loose in stage three, including the last 10 to 15 laps took like at least another hour to get through, and by the end of the night, and I'm gonna be straight up honest, I did not have this guy on my list of getting into the playoffs. That I'm talking about the 47 of JTG Doherty Racing, taking home the crown jewel, the Daytona 500, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. This to me was no surprise whatsoever, and I overlooked him. I'll be honest, and we all overlooked him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody overlooked him. Now, for some people that picked him, congrats to you guys for doing that. Now, I did pick him a couple of weeks ago for Fantasy League. He ended up finishing out in the top 15 somewhere, if I remember correctly there. But yeah, he's overlooked. Look, that's another big win, and look, that's going to put him, for the time being, in the postseason. Look, and the fact that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. mentioned talked to the media and said, we're not done yet, about to find out and see. Moving forward, obviously, you know, Ricky Stenhouse's track record right on these play tracks is pretty solid. Look, if he's up front, he'll have a chance to win. If not, he has a chance of wrecking. That's the way it is. It's go big or wreck. That's what it is with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You know the deal. You know what you're going to get out of him. And particularly when it comes to plate tracks, right? When it comes to super speedway racing, this is his best opportunity to win races. And every now and then, on these other tracks, like, let's see, let's throw something out there, like Auto Club, like this come up this week, or something like that, or maybe even a run here or there, one of the mile and a halfs, like Kansas a couple years ago. He'll pop up every now and then, but he's not a factor in those races. This is where his bread and butter is, right here. Speedway tracks, right? So, to me, I was not surprised at all. I mean, we've seen our share of surprise winners of this race, including last year, Austin Cindric. Last year, who I did not expect. That was a surprise, in my opinion, going back and looking back at that win. That was one of the surprises lately, anyways, of that way. Right here, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., oh, by the way, he won the July race a couple years ago, and made that famous quote getting out of the car. And by the way, that was with dating a certain celebrity. We're not going to mention a name on this podcast. Y'all know what I'm talking about on this podcast. But yeah, this guy was nowhere to be found, really, all race long. This is this is the what's the word I'm trying to think of here? This is the let's just go with the fun of the unknowns of speedway racing, right? You talk about the runners all day long, and all of a sudden, somebody that we have not talked about all day pops up in the picture. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he can thank RCR for it. He can thank RCR for this win, right? Because Ricky Stenhouse Jr., in the previous to last, there was a second to last caution, because there was another one before eventually Stenhouse got the checkered flag. And of course he got that reunion with Mike Kelly, who won those two championships in the Xfinity Series. How big this is going forward, we're gonna have to see how this mojo carries through the next several races. I want to see him in the top 10. This is what you get. This is what you are. What you are, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Right? But hey, that win does not surprise me one bit. I was not shocked. Again, RCR. Speaking of which, let's talk about them right now, because this is more recent memory of mine. What the hell was that all about? What split them up and give other people this opportunity? That's what you're trying to do. I didn't like that call. Now, depending on who you are, or you're a Kyle Busch fan, I was even towards the end there. Mark Trish Jr. somehow stuck in the top 50 with all his damage. I was actually going to be happy for Kyle to get that Daytona, that elusive Daytona 500 win, and instead it evaporates. Right, you get that caution with two to go. Richard Childress. Popping up a chair right now saying, damn, I'm gonna have this made, baby. Nope. Caution out. I can't remember who caused the caution there to set that all up, but Richard Childress Racing botched that. Gave it away. I mean, why are you gonna split? And remember, these are the two guys. This organization was up front in the clash 2 weeks ago, trying to battle up Mark Trish Jr. Of course, we all know the story of that. Mark Trish Jr. holds the RCR duo off there, even though it's not a points-paying win. Still a big win, by the way. But now you turn the page. Austin Dillon wasn't up there all day either. Some of these cats weren't all day. Travis Pastrana, he wasn't up there all day. But kudos to him, staying out of trouble. Again, you got to give credit where it's due. If you stay out of the weeds all day, and you find yourself right there in the thick of that crown jewel, you gotta get props to yourself right there. So that is kudos to Travis Pastrana there. We'll go through the top 10 running order. We'll actually go through the, at least for this race, we'll go through the full running order here in a little bit. This is the Daytona 500 Reaction Edition Reaction Show. 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3 in the building. Eddie Greeter III. Here with you guys once again, but coming to you on this Monday night. This will go up later on tonight. Be ready for you guys for that, for the commute to work or from, or during the workday, whenever that is for you guys. So this is going to be our main night. For those of you new to the podcast, Monday nights. I know for the past, sorry to go off on a little tangent again. You know, I post last week a lot of content every day. That's not how this podcast is going to roll. Mondays, and if I get a special guest interview on Sundays, that's how it's gonna roll on this podcast. But look, man, RCR, what are you doing? Crew chiefs, what the hell are you doing? Coming up with that strategy? You should have. We saw what I mean. I'm still kind of trying to confuse going over the situation. What are we doing? What are you doing? I mean, you had an opportunity there. Okay. And I think Kyle Busch took the high side. Austin Dillon stayed low. I'm like, oh gosh. I saw that. Austin Dillon take low. I'm like, oh god, oh gosh. This is gonna bite back to bite him in the ass real quick. And that's what it did right there on the spot. Austin Dillon held up that just a little bit. Held up that lower line. They let Kyle in. If Kyle and Austin start in the same row, I mean, yes, the Fords were the talk, and the Fords have been a story through the last, what, decade on these speedway races. You all should know that by now. The Fords, they're going to be quick. Toyota was competitive, and things like that. And particularly, Mark Trish Jr., unfortunately, he got himself messed up in the latter part of the race there, but somehow came to 15th place finish. So it was just mind-boggling with the front damage that he suffered. But look, I think if it's settled right, you would have it settled. I mean, you're starting the same row. You don't have to jiggle-juggle everything. I mean, that's what that was to me. I mean, Kyle Busch, take high. Go high. Austin Dillon. Let's go low. That was not the right play. That was not the right play. And then, of course, the caution comes out. Austin Dillon's involved. Yeah, Austin Dillon was involved in it. I think Kyle was, too. I'm not 100% sure. I know Austin was because he was one of my picks in one of my other fantasy leagues. A lame four-ass point. That again, if I pick you, you're gonna finish in the back of the field. That's what it is lately anyways, and over the last several years when doing fantasy. That's why I have several fantasy leagues that do. So that was just a bad play. Bad play on there on the crew chief or whoever called that. Bad play on RCR. What are you doing? I mean, you have Kyle Busch. I mean, it was all right there for the taking, and of course, yes, you can't blame the caution because I can't remember what the cost was for. And then if you just line up, have it set, and I think Eric Amarola was third. I'm not 100% sure about that. I think he was third or something like that because Eric Amarola was up front all day. But it is what it is now. You got to live with that consequence now for the rest of the year. And for Kyle Busch, that's another miss. Huge miss. And by the way, that was a backup car. Remember, he got taken out by Suarez in due two of the due races, which was back on Thursday, by the way. So, which were won by Amarola. He won duel two, and I can't remember who won the first duel. Oh, that's escaping me right now. I can't remember who won the first duel. I want to say Blaney, but I might be wrong on that. But yeah, look. No, it was Joey Logano. It was Joey Logano. So not Blaney, but right camp, wrong driver. It was Joey Logano who won that duel one, and of course Amarola. The four swept the duels. So and Blaney was a heavy favorite going in this thing. He was not a factor in this thing one bit. He got caught up in an early wreck, not on his own doing there, which is normal. Obviously, when we go to Daytona, Talladega, and you throw Atlanta in the mix now, like I usually do on this podcast. But yeah, that to me was the call. That was a game changer. For me right there. That changed the game late in the game right there. When you split up your teammates there, if it's 2 mile, okay, all right, I see that. It's a mile and a half, yeah, okay. If it's a short track, yeah, okay. But when teammates, right, are so key in a speedway racer, right? You want to have your teammate right in front of you, not beside you. There and that, that can. I'm like, this is not gonna go out too well. And sure enough, there Kyle Busch goes low, and then all of a sudden the freight train comes, and then boom, you lost the lead, and all of a sudden Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who really the Fox broadcast did not call all day long. I didn't even see this dude all day long. Pops up in the picture, and all of a sudden, here with over 500 miles, and we're talking about Ricky Stenhouse Jr. about to take a win in the Daytona 500. crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff, guys. That's crazy. And then, of course, yeah, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. goes on and holds off Christopher Bell and I believe Joe Logano as well. Yep, Joe Logano, Christopher Bell there to win that race. We saw the previous night there, that wacky finish there between in the Xfinity Series, Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier. Allgaier had all that damn damage. And John Hunter Nemechek. We saw that. There's no question. NASCAR did not waste no time with that. Caution comes out late. Yeah, and by the way, hard hit by Bubba Wallace there. Who else was involved in that? A lot of cars. I think Kyle Larson was involved in that. Several others. NASCAR, unlike the previous night where we had to wait like 10 minutes declare a winner. Waste no time. Declare Ricky Stenhouse Jr. the winner of the Daytona 500. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. This is the Daytona 500 reaction. The first half was boring. And a lot of commercials. The second one, a lot of commercials. Stage three, same thing, except you had the calamity stuff going on. And yeah, the commercials, I thought it was way too much. That's my dryer going off there. But that was just too much. Too much for the viewer there to take. There, that's the main story, really. Other than Stenhouse sticking up on everybody, even though I wouldn't say sticking up, you know, Stenhouse going to be up there, but he wasn't really the Stenhouse that we usually see on these plate tracks, right? Really aggressive, running into guys, bumping into guys, things like that. But this time, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was patient, and you don't call out somebody's name if he's running into guys and causing trouble. So, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. did a terrific job staying out of trouble, not causing trouble for one, because that's what he usually does. That's what he usually does on speedways. Creates a lot of hell and gets drivers pissed off. But this one was this race was different, because we didn't hear about anything about him until the RCR cars screwed up the strategy and there was a wreck. So Clint Bowyer pointed it out late in that Fox broadcast. But yeah, back to the broadcast. Speaking of that, good job, Eddie, on that. Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I think we saw way too commercials than the actual racing going on there. I'm trying not to go down a steep road here in this podcast, but I don't know. I understand that these paid sponsors and whatnot got to get airtime, but hey, I mean, this is the first race of the year. We want to see a little bit more action than the damn commercials. This is the Super Bowl of racing. This is not. I don't know. Anyway, it's like 5 minutes. Boom, we're going to commercial. 5 minutes. Boom, commercial. 5 minutes. Boom, commercial. And then one of the times went to commercial, right? And then bam. The big wreck happens, I believe. One of the wrecks happened with Blaney and Ty Gibbs. Yeah, Ty Gibbs. No, it was Reddick, actually. Reddick and Cliff Gibbs have the same damn scheme. One of their cars. But, yeah, I mean, it was just, for what it's worth there, way too many damn commercials for the viewers there. And that was the topic on Twitter. I mean, I tweeted it. A lot of other people tweeted it as well. Too many damn commercials. I mean, we want to watch some more racing. I mean, yes, I mean, anything can happen on the speedways. I mean, I don't have to say. I mean, I feel like I have to say this conversation every time one of the series, premier series, hits the speedway track, where it's Talladega, Daytona. Now you're throwing Atlanta in this mix. You just can't. I mean, sure enough, 80% of the time when you go to commercial with no side by side, caution's gonna happen. And sure enough, side by side, boom, caution. So, yeah, I felt like Fox showed way too many commercials, in my opinion. I'm pretty sure everyone who watched that race yesterday/last night would agree with me on the same topic here. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr. from JTG Doherty gets the job done. Huge win for Ricky, and we're going to see what they're going to do with this momentum. I am fascinated how they're going to do it, because, you know, obviously now you get this win, and now, at least for him, come later on this season, I know we're way too early for that, but now, later on this season, you ain't got to worry about that. But you know, Ricky Stenhouse is going to be a threat, right, to win these type of races. This is his second win at Daytona in his career. Remember, he's won three times. You got to go back. I already pointed out Chat July. A few years ago, he's won the July race. Now you won one of the crown jewels of this race. Third win of his Cup Series career. Talking about Stenhouse Jr. right there as well. Logano. Joey Logano. Dual winners last week. Finished second. JGR's Chris Rebell finished third. Also, shout out Chris Buescher. Chris Buescher was strong throughout most of the day. And he had, of course, his boss and teammate Brad Keselowski behind them or in front of him for most of that second half. And I do want to touch on stage one. I want to touch on stage one real quick here before going down or running out of the rest of the sheet here. Look, Amar Truex Jr., he was about to win another stage at Daytona. And then here comes the runs there. I was puzzled by why he didn't go down block. I was with Drew Herring on that one. He and Denny Hamlin could have at least messed up the timing of the forwards there. And for what it's worth, Mark Trish could have won that. Or he might have still not have won that. Got a better finishing position in stage one. But the point of the matter is, where was the block there? Where was the block there? I know I'm speaking as a fan now. Where was the block there? No chance to block that. Yeah, he and Hamlin just let the pack go right by him. Not even a contest. No contest whatsoever. You're going to go by him. And Keselowski won the stage there. Very surprised there at that. I was kind of puzzled by that as well. I know, shout out to one of my Truex Nation bros. He also pointed that out as well. Yeah, very, very confusing there why he didn't go down and block that, because he could have really slowed him down there, because I understand they're moving at a fast pace, but you don't even try not to contest that. You know, that you deserve not to win that stage right there, but hey, it is what it is now. So I wanted to bring that up to that. Alex Bowman, the pole sitter for this race. Alex Bowman, by the way, last week re-upped with Henrik Motorsports along with his long time now sponsor ally on board Henrik now for 5 years. Bowman back with Henrik for 3 more seasons. His way. He quietly finished in the top 5. And then the rest of that includes AJ Allmendinger, finished 6th. For colleague Daniel Suarez for Trackhouse. Their Trackhouse cars in the back end of this top 10. 7th, Ryan Blaney with all that damage. Finished 8th. Same thing what happened in the last fall race, right? Your first car to wreck, and all of a sudden you just kind of let the cars play out, and all of a sudden, bam, you're in the playoffs. And the same thing happened. Blaney was a heavy favorite there. He was not really a factor from Jordan's race, and of course he got involved, not his own doing the wreck. Still, somehow ends up in the top 10 finish in 8th spot. Ross Chastain won stage 2, finished 9th. In Riley Herbst. His Daytona 500 debut with Rick Ware Racing, shout out on the 3Y podcast with EG3, top 10 for that 15. you get rewarded if you stay out of trouble. Riley Herbst, I think he was the one that spun off of turn 4. I think it was early in the race. He spun off, and then he rallied back. So you had plenty of time to rally back. That's what he did right there. All right, so moving down the line here, Travis Pastrana, I thought he finished in the top 10, but instead he finished outside, 1 spot out to the top 10, running for 23-11. Travis Pastrana, of course, made the race. He finished 11th, going down 11 through 15 here. Kevin Harvick, Zane Smith. Zane Smith, oh, by the way, picked up where he left off. He picked up where he left off in the Craftsman Truck Series opener due to weather in the area there. Race was already passed halfway. That's the rules. For those of you who do not know, they are new to the sport. Of course, if a race goes halfway point and weather kind of rules the rest of the way, NASCAR will call it. That's what happened on Friday night. Zane Smith, the defending Craftsman Truck Series champ, picks up right back where he left off and wins another race at Daytona. I'm going to stay on this course for a little bit because the next night, Austin Hill, who won last year's Daytona, comes back. And I mentioned that briefly at the top of this podcast. Austin Hill Allgaier and Jarhan Nemechek. There's a caution late. And NASCAR took like a whole hour to decide who won the race there. And they finally decided Austin Hill, which was one of my picks, by the way, on my other fantasy league team. So thank you very much. Every time I pick him, he wins. Because I know where to put him at. So Austin Hill, another speedway win. You got to put Austin Hill up there in the big dog territory, baby. It's one of those guys that you got to deal with. Again, when we go to these plate tracks, Austin Hill, another Daytona win there. So where you ask Austin Cindric, oh, obviously you know that question by now. He didn't. Last year's Daytona 500 winner did not win the race there as well. So I just want to bring that up. Cody Ware. Say what? Cody Ware, 14th ahead of Martin Truex Jr., who was up front all day long until stupid last pit sequence there. Pretty much ended his day there because he was going to stay back there. He drove up to the top 15 because he was back there for a little bit, and then he methodically started to go. He had another tremendous speedway car, and it got screwed up. They threw it in there, running into Michael McDowell there, because he obviously to none of his fault there as well. But yeah, there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of haters out there that kind of put the blame of Truex for running into. Now, if you've been a long time listener to this podcast, you know I love Truex. Obviously, number one, but number two guy, Bubba Wallace. Truex ran into, well, it started with an accordion effect, just like the Clash. Denny Hamlin got the Truex, then Truex bumped into Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace car didn't like it, hence hit the wall. And then that set Bubba Wallace back quite a bit until stage three there. Look, I'm not going to get too mad over it. Now, obviously, there's other Bubba fans that I saw on Twitter being pissed off about it. Look, man. That's what it is. It is what it is. Obviously, everybody wants to put the blame on Truex there for that. Look, I'm sure Martin didn't mean to do that, because Denny Hamlin was giving the business there as well. So Hamlin and Truex are both at fault. In my opinion, there, I'm not gonna get too riled up about that. You know, it's just the way it is. There, Bubba Wallace, another missed opportunity for him. He hit the wall hard. And that last wreck there, he went up the wall and hit it pretty good. As well, luckily Larson, Wallace, and others were okay. That was a huge hit there. So Wallace rough day this time around. He finished second the last couple years in this race. Fell mighty short here. Fell behind the eight ball early early on the race. None of his own doing, obviously, but just an accidental fault, in my opinion. Of course, I'm going to say that because I can say what I want on this podcast. Moving on here, Corey LaJoie finished 16th. Denny Hamlin going through 16th through 20. Corey LaJoie, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson. I just talked about him. Kyle Busch, from almost tasting the penthouse suite to leaving the penthouse suite, finishing 19th spot. I hate to be Kyle Busch out of the day. He even was being sarcastically cocky on the radio saying, "We won that, boys. 199 up in the white flag, boys." And the next thing you know, you're involved in a wreck. Shame, 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 damn shame. So he'll have to wait another year for the opportunity to win the Great American Race. 19th. For potential, finally, Daytona 500 breakthrough, you finish 19th. And then, of course, Bubba Wallace, 20th. Moving on, 21st to 25th. Eric Almirola found himself down there. Was involved in the last wreck. Brad Keselowski was running up front all day. Austin Cindric, 23rd. Noah Gregson and Ty Gibbs there. That's 21st and 25th there. Harrison Burton, Ty Gillen, Michael McDowell, Connor Daly, very slow all day. Yes, Money Mayweather, baby. Made it race again. But not even a factor, obviously. Car too slow. too slow. And then, of course, BJ McCloyd, that is finishing 26 through 30. This is in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, the Daytona 500 Reaction Edition. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, chatting with you guys on this Monday night here, approaching the halfway mark. We're going to step aside real quick for this break here and come back to finish up the finishing order and kind of go outside the box a little bit here with the Xfinity, and we'll run down the Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series races real quick on this edition of the 3Wide Pod with EG3. Back on this edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I don't know what number episode this is. It's going to be in the 330s somewhere. In the latter portion of the 330s now. With all those episodes being posted now. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, for this NASCAR Podcast. All about the latest in the Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series series there as well. Just got done finally with the long week of Daytona coverage here. Now, real racing, as we like to call it, begins this upcoming weekend at Auto Club for the last time on that 2 mile track. Here to finish up real quick here, Jimmy Johnson was in the running late in this race for is Legacy, and there was something on him. Look, while I'm on Jimmy Johnson, I am going to say it right now. Look, Jimmy Johnson taking over. Look, Richard Petty not happy. There's an article on ESPN saying that, of course, Richard Petty not being happy with the way Jimmy Johnson running things. look, Rich, if you were happy with Jimmy Johnson there, you should have been more upfront about it, because that's what you're telling me in that oracle that I wrote, that I read on Saturday. That was quite compelling there. A little bit of drama there. Jimmy Johnson didn't want no part of it, but apparently he had to speak on part of it. He should have said something. So a lot of miscommunication on the two part owners for Legacy Auto Club. No, not Auto Club. I'm thinking Auto Club. Got Auto Club on the brain. Motor. Whatever, same damn thing. Motor Club, yeah, I believe that is. Whatever, Legacy, same damn thing. Anyways, if you're not happy, why just don't be beating around the bush about it? You know, you gotta be up front. First and foremost, the owners. Drama with owners already. We're not even a third into the 2023 season. So that was a little bit of funny / curious to me when I read on that earlier on Sunday as well. But yeah, that got kind of curious there at that. Petty saying, you know, basically saying, I lost control of the team, I don't have decisions. Look, man, I mean, you're still the king, man. You still have all those championships. You can say whatever you ever want. Last time I checked, it was half ownership between you and Jimmy Johnson. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but obviously these two not on the same page when it comes to dictating your own team. You're fighting much more than another. Well, that's what we're coming up nowadays in this society no matter where it is, where it's basketball or somebody not being happy, want to get traded, you know, college, you know, I want to hit the transfer portal. Whatnot? Hey, they're a trailer portal for ownership in NASCAR. That's probably what Rich Petty's thinking right now. So that was curious to me. That was an interesting article to read right there. Jimmy Johnson. So Jimmy Johnson was in the ring late, but he crashed out in the last laps. Justin Haley, Austin Dillon, I talked about. William Byron. I didn't know it was Byron who was up in third, so it was not Amarola. Same colors, though, but it was William Byron. Now that I think back to it a little bit, Byron was up there in the mix. So I don't know what happened there with that communication. You had three Chevys, and I think Byron was third at the second to last caution, or third to last caution, whatever that caution was, right there in the mix. And look, man. You had an opportunity to dictate the finish. Pretty much. This is what the choose cone is, man. Choose rule, choose cone, whatever the hell you want to call it. Look, you had an opportunity to control your fate. Put Kyle Busch. You could have reached out to Rick Hendrick and said, look, we want William Byron on the bond with us. I don't know who was fourth at the time. You had an opportunity to put forward in a particular position there to win that damn race. Kyle Busch had a fast enough car. He had a faster car in the duels. Got messed up. Got wrecked out thanks to Daniel Suarez as well. I just continue to be baffled at the spot that RCR was in. Wow, how things have changed in a matter of 10 minutes with those cautions. Unbelievable. Can't believe it. Cannot believe it. But anyways, yeah, so Austin Dillon went from possibly finishing second in the day. Now, again, for those of you who knew, Austin Dillon won the 500 a couple years ago, turning Eric Almirola around into a wall on the last lap there to win his 500 there. He was more than content. He said in the post race presser there that I think Bob Pockrass caught, saying that he was more than content to ride behind Kyle Busch to win that. What in the world is going on? Why didn't that happen? I don't know. You got as crew chiefs, whoever came up with that stupid plan, they're regretting it today or this Monday. Which Monday? Case of the Mondays, baby. Everybody's got them. I had them early this afternoon, but hey, I'm moving on, baby. I can't dwell on that. Gotta move on and go hey, be thankful. Be thankful. I'm thankful. I'm still here. So I'm talking to you guys. But yeah, that's unfortunate there. Chase Briscoe, Ryan Preece, who's been sent through the clash in this race. Ryan Preece has been a different guy. So obviously best equipment that he's had in his entire Cup Series career. This guy's gonna be something. I'm telling you right now. This guy's gonna be something to deal with. I would not again. I don't mind him. He's surprised he wins a race at some point. Eric Jones, Chase Elliott, who's involved in a big one earlier. Tyler Reddick and Ty Dillon. Ty Dillon was the first one out, and then that's the finish. I just finished 35th through 40th drivers there as well. Chase Elliott off to a bad start there as well. Yeah, Chase Briscoe. Wasn't Chase Briscoe in the top 10 late in this race? I thought I saw him up in the top 10. Finished deep in the field. So that's what you're going to get there as well. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., again, let's let everybody know, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., there was a winner, folks. The 47, Brad Daugherty. You're a Daytona 500 champion, baby. JTG Daugherty, obviously. I can't say their last names. Jody and Tad G, I'm going to roll with that. You're champions of the Super Bowl of NASCAR. Huge win, and Ricky even went a step further in the press release saying, I ain't done yet. So we'll see. We'll see what you are here in this West Coast swing. This West Coast swing, go tell me something. You can throw in Atlanta. No, I'm not throwing Atlanta. Atlanta's speedway track now. So this West Coast swing, right, with Auto Club first. Yeah, Auto Club first, I believe. Vegas and Phoenix. You have three different style tracks. You have over a 2 mile track in Auto Club, which we're going to this weekend, right? Then you have Vegas, mile and a half. And then you have Phoenix, home of the Championship 4 race, short track. Right? So we're going to find out a lot about these drivers here. We're going to find out a lot about this 47 here next, to me, in the next three races, right? And we know in Atlanta, he'll bring the noise in Atlanta. I firmly believe that, but this was a huge move on the offseason. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he's been through a deck of cards when it comes to crew chiefs. it seems like every year he's changing crew chief because that 47 don't know how to reperform outside of speedway tracks. Now he's reunited with his crew chief from back when he won those two championships. I believe they're back-to-back Xfinity championships with Mike Kelly there as well. So again, now they've one of the first 2023 Cup winner. We're going to keep an eye, close eye on him, how he performs throughout the next three races. See if he's going to be legit. I know it's way too early. I know, guys. Eddie, it's too early for this playoff talk. I know. but, to me, the race there, like usual, went from calm to chaotic to end the race. That was some finish there. As well, 52 lead changes among 21 drivers here. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. only led, let's see, 10 laps. Let's see, yeah, 10 laps there. Logano led 12. You're wrong on that. Bell led 20, and then you go down. I'm just going down the line here. Chris Buescher led 32 laps. Bowman, 12. He was the pole sitter there. Almendinger Suarez led a couple laps there as well. Martin Truex Jr. led 13. Led the most laps. Stumble on this. Most laps. Keselowski. Finishing 22nd. So that's the recap there, the reaction edition of this podcast, folks. Real quick here. before we sign off here on this podcast. We're going to switch gears here. I'm going to go back to the Xfinity series real quick here. And I already mentioned Austin Dillon winning that race there. Back-to-back wins for the second straight year. Austin Dillon winning at Daytona, followed by Johnny Nemechek, actually. So I thought Allgaier was second. Nope, it was John Nemechek finishing second. Allgaier with all that damn damage, finishing in third. How did he finish third? I don't know. He would have had a super fast car. Also, Dillon had some minor damage as well. Sam made, well, nope, that's not it. Shout out, EG3 helmet sticker, Parker Reslov. And I mentioned this in the Driver Preview Edition Xfinity episode. Go back, check it out. That I posted during that busy content week. That poster, Parker Reslov. Somebody got to watch out for. He is short track case, but damn. He stayed out of trouble. And look, he found himself finishing in the fourth spot. EG3 helmet sticker. One, anyways, goes to Parker Reslov. The other one, second one, goes to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And I'll get to the third one here momentarily. Let's see. And Myatt Snyder. Limited Xfinity action. He finishes in the top five there. Riley Herbst in the back end. Joe Graff Jr., Ryan C., Cole Custer, and John... Oh, why did I keep saying John? Justin Haley finishing in the top 10. That's your top 10 right there. As well, Allgaier won stage two, by the way. And Austin Hill, oh, by the way, who had a radio issues in the beginning, had to restart in the back early on this race. And he won the race. So he won stage one. Allgaier won stage two there as well. I'm not going to go through the standings right now. Next week, I'm going to do that. Because there's only one race. Figure, you know, let's not do that right now. So there's that. Yeah, so that I got two G3 stickers. Got to give one more. Zane Smith. One to two, Next Era 250. Next Era Energy 250. Of course, shortened by rain. Was at the halfway mark there as well. Tanner Gray, again, going back to the Craftsman Truck Series driver preview. Again, somebody I really like and could compete for a playoff spot. Finishing a run-up spot there. Christian Eckes, Kobe Howard, Grant Infinger, your top five in that race Friday night. Actually, last Friday night now. Ty Majeski, Tyler Ingram, Corey Heim in that garage team. They were the strong showing. Matt Crafton and Chase Elliott. Round at the top 10, that Chase Elliott doing some double duty this weekend as well. And how about EG3 alum? Nick Sanchez, baby. Nick Sanchez started on the pole. Shout out Nick and Nick Sanchez. Shout out Rev Racing. Appreciate y'all. Nick Sanchez making a splash already in the truck series, but it was only going to be a 26th place finish. Christian Eckes won stage one. Ingram ended up winning stage two there as well. 20 lead changes among nine drivers in this race there as well. My other one, that's going to belong to Tanner Gray. Tanner Gray finishing second spot. Tanner Gray is somebody, again, who really was consistent last year. Missed the playoffs by a little bit, but I think he's going to be a factor. And, oh, by the way, that new team I was talking about in that driver preview, I think it was Garage Tycon. Yeah. They're making a statement there early on in the season. So, again, they got a good driver, Corey Heim. Again, this early, but I'm interested to see what they're going to do elsewhere. I believe the trucks are off this weekend. But, again, I know that. Let's see. I don't have the schedule here for the time being in front of me right now. But, I believe the next race for them is going to be Vegas. If I'm not mistaken, because usually they don't go to Cali. Yeah, so, I believe I'm right on that. Yep, I'm right on that. Yeah, so they're off this week, and then they'll pick up at Vegas for a triple header weekend during the West Coast swing. Xfinity, they'll be back on a track 2 mile. Woo! What's that mean? Cole Custer, baby. I believe he's from out there. So Cole Custer, he is from Meter. Hey, at that surface, that 2 mile surface out there, he's going to be sad to go. To see it go, to transform. There's going to be no races out there next year in 2024. We're talking about Auto Club because they're going to be going through that transition phase, right? So, yeah. Xfinity Cup will be in action this weekend. So we'll definitely have reaction on the Auto Club for next Monday. So I'm looking forward to that, doing that as well. This has been fun. Again, this is good. Again, no games. It's a reaction. Raw reaction. each race this year. And it'll be on our main night, Monday nights, late Mondays. It'll be up. So I'll get this out here right off the bat. Do what I need to do. And then have this ready for you guys in the morning for the rest of the week. And I won't be back. Well, depending on special guest, I won't be back with you guys till next week. So I'll be working behind the scenes, doing some interviews for the next couple weeks. That's the plan there as well. So I've already reached out to a couple, and I got to schedule those and get those recorded. So that's the plan for this year on this podcast. Reaction to every Cup race of the season. The Cup's off. They will react to you. More than likely the Xfinity that weekend. So definitely, I'm excited for the rest of the year. I'm excited to finally get this year going as well. But we definitely saw some high stakes poker with teammates, an organization botching up. Should have been a Daytona 500 victory for Richard Childress Racing last night. Turned out to be a disaster. And seeing one car team, JTG Doherty, taking the checkered flag at Daytona. They are the Daytona 500 champions. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., another Daytona win. Auto Club this week for the Cup in Xfinity. We will react to it and so much more. And I believe I have one more of the news to share. Before we wrap this thing up, I believe there was news. I thought I said this in the Cup preview. I don't think I did. But Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez have been locked up. No, I think Ross Chastain has been locked up long term now. I don't know how many years yet. But that's what I heard from one of the other podcasts I listened to. I believe with the Teardown mentioned it. Ross Chastain locked up. He was going to be one of the free agents at the end of the year, but he's locked up long term. So I don't know the details on that this time, but that's the other news I want to share as well. So there you go. There you go right there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. One of my favorite shows I like to watch called Last Man Standing at Daytona, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. You love what you're hearing tonight or today or whenever you listen to this, please make sure you subscribe. Do the thing that is what you do. Subscribe, like, do all that stuff. Help share the show. Get it out to your other racing fans out there. We are early in the season, and race one is in the book, so make sure you want to do that. We're on Apple, Spotify, Audioboom, iHeartRadio, and a couple more other podcasting platforms as well. Well, folks, the EG3 show, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 Daytona edition is in the books. Appreciate y'all. Again, make sure you spread the word about the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. A lot didn't happen in between stage one. Well, some did happen. It just happened in stage two. But stage three, fireworks happened. And at the end of the night, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who's usually the one causing trouble, laid back, stayed patient, and was rewarded big time with a big win, winning the Super Bowl of NASCAR, the Daytona 500, third Cup Series win of his career. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, appreciate y'all. This has been another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Appreciate you. We'll talk to y'all next week.